I think I also ready, hopefully.
I'm good.
Okay.
I have buttoned.
Okay. Well, it's Sunday afternoon, and you know what that means. My name is Ellie. I'm here with my good friends Beth, Crash, Eo, and Jen. Last time on Plus Ultra. This is going to take about 5 minutes, I think. Having braved the buried temple and its bony inhabitants, and having been joined by their delayed fort, our adventurers investigated the ruined altar and its articulated sphere until they found the button that allowed them to open a hidden door leading further into the depths. Like the temple, the crumbling hallways below were unlit, save for a few wall lamps here and there, burning from an oil source that was as yet undrained. The adventurers explored these winding halls until they came upon another hidden door. This one had collapsed years ago, but the group were able to force it open, and discovered that it led to a barracks filled with the bones of those who had been trapped inside. Further exploring led them to a room containing a scroll which itself contained an invocation to the snake god whom this temple had been purposed to worship. Then, at last, they came upon the last remaining living inhabitants of the ancient temple, an old man named Ezekiel and a younger man named Vilfred. Ezekiel and Vilfred explained the temple and its purpose, although the adventurers may not have caught all of it. They had been underground for years beyond counting, worshipping a god who had died long ago. And when the god gave them one last boon from beyond the grave and sent them a serpent to end their patient suffering, they saw a chance to at last be with their friends again and prepared to attack the party, knowing it would be futile and fatal. The party, however, talked them out of it. Instead, Ezekiel and Vilfred led them farther down the twisting hallways to the room where their last companions, Kieran and Isaac, stood deceased. The young and strong Kieran, their leader, now turned to stone, while the elderly Isaac dangled from his grip, the victim of a recently transformed magic and the stony fingers of an angry Kieran. Once Ezekiel and Vilfred had said their goodbyes, the group returned to the surface. Upon seeing the sun one more time, the two shed their skins and departed for whatever afterlife awaited them, which is currently the top left of the grid. The party buried what was left of them and hauled the bodies of Kieran and Isaac up for burial, too. Then they descended into the flooded ossuary that Ezekiel had mentioned, collected the gold that was present and additional rubbings and drawings, and returned to the surface to close the buried temple beneath the earth once more. Now they have returned to town and found their employer, a Felton in a hooded cloak, sitting at a table at their tavern, just as he was before. They've given him the treasure and information they found, and as promised, he's provided their share. And now he has a new quest for them. It's the second day of the 6th month, and about a week since this group was first hired. The name of the place is Kalbsberg. This is Plus Ultra.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate that our quest giver is in a tavern wearing a hooded cloak?
Yeah. I do appreciate that.
I want to appreciate, everyone needs to understand that they should be appreciating this, yes.
There is a reason why I was somewhat concerned by the whole agents outside sending supplies that the poor temple residents had mentioned. I was a bit concerned we were supplies. The hooded cloak is a little suspicious.
Oh, no, we're a desert people. Well, not really desert, but kind of equatorial. There is
yes.
It's chilly up here. That's what I'm trying to say.
I just thought you liked
some
foods that you have after a meal.
No, that's a stereotype, which itself is an anachronism.
Well, I must assume that for the fourth wall purposes, whatever language we are speaking is simply being translated for the listeners.
Yes. This is Tig. I will type that in the chat, but it will not be helpful.
I love how long it's taking Ellie to type this in the chat.
Like, right.
Because it includes a pronunciation guide. That's why it took so long.
Well, since it turns out that you have not actually sent us to be eaten by the servants of a dead god, I am quite interested in further employment. It will give me chances to improve myself.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I don't know what that business about agents is. I mean, I have an agent. I'm writing a book, but
perhaps
they had the map forgotten. Already specifies the GM has infinite luck points.
Well, I have another. I'm pretty sure this one's not populated by the last remaining servants of a dead god, but it's still pretty creepy.
Still long
at least from what I've been told. I haven't been there myself, but it's a ruined castle on top of a little hill, and they built a dungeon into the hill, and there's supposed to be a treasure room at the bottom of the dungeon. So I want you to go there and clear out anything that would hinder a portage crew, let's call them, I want to send them to empty the place out.
Right.
I want to send you to get me a map.
Ah.
So,
parchment.
Yes. What I want you to do is go through the castle and the dungeon, get rid of anything that's living in there, map out the whole place, and then maybe bring back a representative sample of the treasure. Oh, and here. And he passes a scroll case over to one of you. Whichever one of you wants to pick it up.
Dynan will... Oh, okay.
Or you can. You can, go ahead.
This is a ward, and it will prevent anything new from getting in after you cleared the place out. So don't use it until you're done. Because it will also, if you use it while you're still inside, it will prevent you from getting out too.
Might be a problem. I have a question.
Yeah?
What happens if a legitimate civilized sapient species has moved in for purposes of shelter, lodging, etc., and it's not deserted or housing only hostile?
If people are living there, then report back about that. But we still want the treasure. So let's see if we can come to some kind of arrangement with them.
Understood. All right.
There's some history there, too, but we're pretty sure we know what that is already. So don't worry about being too fastidious about the note-taking.
You don't need 500 right? rubbings.
I do appreciate the rubbings for the temple that you brought back, but we don't need them for this dungeon. It's just a dungeon.
My headcanon is
the bottom of a prison.
We're having this conversation in the inn, and there are about 5 or 6 crates filled with rolled up pieces of parchment.
Yep.
Each one a separate rubbing.
Yep.
we have effectively built another wall in this inn.
But there's people who said all the information.
There are people coming in and thinking that the inn has private booths. It does not. We just have crates stacked to the ceiling in various parts of the common room.
This is our private booth now. This is our private booth now. We can build it. It's got a little archway, slither in and out.
I'm not arranging the crates into an arch. He doesn't have that ability yet. He's not Rand.
Not skilled in architecture?
No. No, I'm not. I'm barely skilled at delivery driving. Which, we need to make a detour before we go to the dungeon. Those are words that came out of my mouth. Venturing is still kind of new to me. But, you see, I owe a lot of money to a bunch of people in the insert name of town here. And our payment from this first job is going to pay them off. Hopefully, at the same time, they learn that I lost all of their deliveries. So they don't have time to be angry.
A reasonable precaution.
It's not my fault. As I said, they were in the back of my cart, and then they weren't.
Fascinating.
And I was only distracted for like 3 or 4 hours.
And yet.
Yeah. Anyway, I've paid the shopkeeper here to provide you with anything you might need for this. So just go ahead and ask him, and if they have it, they'll let you have it.
Thank you. That is appreciated.
But that's, I think, all the information I have. Go to, oh, the place is called Matlock Tor, and I can give you a map to get there.
You're saying you can provide a tour guide?
I'm not going to dignify that.
It's actually the tour of a law office that's owned by a country doctor, a country lawyer.
You can't hear Tamilin laughing because I'm going hiss, going tss.
Anyway, here's the map.
Thank you. We'll get out of your hair and stop making puns now.
Thank you.
One of those will be done, yes.
Stop making puns that our employer can hear.
Clear out the dungeon, map the dungeon. If you find treasure, bring back a sample of it. And as for your earlier question, we don't actually know that there's treasure there, but we do want it mapped out and sealed, regardless.
If nothing else, we could repurpose it into apartments for people who want to settle there, presumably.
Well, maybe. It is kind of creepy.
Well, not after we've mapped it, hopefully. The unknown is always creepier than the known and mapped.
I've heard people say that now.
I've heard some people enjoy living in repurposed barns, but a repurposed dungeon?
I've seen it done.
All right. You can replenish your supplies if you want to. Pick up any equipment that you didn't pick up for the first adventure, and then we can start heading out.
More rope, grapples, and a rope ladder so that we can, like, pull that up after us and have actual people who aren't necessarily great with ropes and climbing should be able to climb up and down something again, potentially. And
okay. You can get this out of your character sheet.
Okay.
There's, like, an adventuring gear.
Yeah.
Thing, right?
Yeah. It's in one of the compendiums. If you want, I can add it to your sheet.
Yeah, yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Let me... There we go.
Could you add one for mine as well?
Yep.
Just adventuring gear. But I just want noted that we have extra rope and grapples. Oh, and pit and spikes. Pitons.
Move. Let me do the adventuring pack first.
Yes.
Hugh will spend some money on food for Mildred Mabel Millicent III, as is the name of the ox. I have learned that oxen were actually usually male bovines.
But ox is not actually a... It's a cow with a job.
It's a cow with it's a bovine with a job, yes. Usually a male that has been turned from a bull into a steer. Hugh has never checked.
Yeah, that tracks.
The previous person in charge of the delivery service referred to Mildred as Mildred. So Hugh has referred to Mildred as Mildred. She listens as much as any ox listens.
I mean.
But food for himself and Mildred, cart repair stuff, but mostly saving all the earnings from the previous adventure so that Hugh can make that detour to the insert name of town here, town, and pay off that debt, which I did not pick to be my character's arc because, wow, I'd finish that quickly and just bank a whole bunch of XP. I think that would be unfair if I did that.
Delka is ready to go. She's got a wrench that she found that seems kind of fun to work around with. She's got, you know, clothing as most humans do. She's got horns. She's, I think, a Giona or Giona. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Giona. Yeah. Okay. So she's ready to go. She's just going to follow everybody out with me.
Okay.
We should get our Giona a adventuring pack if she doesn't already have one. Okay. Just
I have.
She's got a bag. Yeah. Looking at the artwork. Yeah.
I have given all the characters except Hugh, who I think is fully. Yeah.
I spent some time using the rules as written to equip my character. Yes. While you were all studying the blade, I was equipping my character. Okay, technically it was just Simon who was studying the blade.
I have been studying the bow.
Yeah, it was Simon who was studying the blade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And equipping myself with the blade.
A useful thing. Mm-hmm. And while we were doing all of that, the cat was settling down on my chest again.
I appreciate how you mentioned that in every single recording we've done for the past month.
he's been doing it.
Yeah, it's a relatively recent thing that he's been doing, so I'll just wave from underneath the cat here.
We don't have any cats, but we do have a bird that will land on my head every time she finds me, so.
Yep. All right. Give me just a moment, and then I think I can activate the scene. And please let me know if you can't see it.
I can't see it. I can see where my character is, and that's all.
That's it. Yes. Okay.
It is a void.
Yep.
It is darkness.
Oh, I can see. I can see through walls, if there are, in fact, walls.
Indeed. I can also see through walls.
That's how I need to do this. Okay.
I'll just scroll way in so I can't see anything.
I have already done that myself.
Oh, and I shall make my token artwork unlocked because that's the whole point of a top-down, frankly. Nope. Darkness again.
Yes.
How funny.
I think the change needs to be on the individual characters. If you go into your character vision. And go to vision and check vision enabled.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yes. Then I noticed that there was a wall, but then I think Ellie put the map back, and now I don't see the wall anymore. Or rather, I see too much. I've seen too much.
You're not even playing that character.
One more time.
What's more with feeling?
Can you see what you see?
I can see the whole map.
I see everything.
The whole map.
Reset fog of war.
I appear to be able to see the map as well.
The whole map. More map than just the wall.
I can also see resentful.
Yeah, that's why we probably don't want to see that.
I haven't seen any of that because I'm not zooming out.
Odd, my token has its rotation locked.
Yep, because they're locking rotation by default.
Ah.
Probably because...
Oh, wow.
The map setting is now correct.
Yay!
Okay.
I can see what's around me. I cannot see through this stone wall.
Yes.
So what we need to remember in the future is the proper setting to change is on the tokens, not the map.
Yeah, first one is token vision. I'm going to change my prototype token and see if that will do anything. Hello, that's fascinating. Yes, prototype token, vision. Vision enabled. Update token? Oh, that sticks. Okay. Now that we have fought with Foundry and conquered it, we appear
check
to
off
have arrived
that
somewhere.
Swear on your bingo card.
Yep.
Yep.
So where are we?
You are along the outside east wall of Matlock Tor. And you are, as you walk along this pathway, you're going up the hill. There is a wall around Matlock Tor that is crumbling. It's been a long time since anyone's maintained this. There is a kind of poor on the map representation of how the walkway sort of degrades to the west and then goes to a cliff. Mm. You're approaching the main gate, which is no longer really a gate.
It has become floor.
Yes.
As an escalator becomes stairs.
Well, this is interesting. Very ruined. Doesn't look like anyone's living here.
Oh, that's good. Then we don't need to go back and say, sorry, there were a bunch of people in there, saying, this is our home, what are you doing here? We didn't order anything.
To the west is a ruined cart, and to the south, to your southwest is sort of a broken down fence around a pit in the top of the hill that goes down about 10 or 15 feet.
How long ago does it look like the cart was ruined?
It's been a long time.
Now that song's in my head.
Getting from here to there?
The the building directly in front of you when you came in looks like it used to have outbuildings to its northwest and northeast, which are just completely ruins. There are guard posts around the outer wall, and the guard posts actually look mostly intact, but the bridges to them have fallen down. So there isn't a way to actually get to the entrances.
Should we see the entity that's in the southern part of this building we're in front of?
And yes, as you look into the main building, there is a ghost sitting in the southeast corner.
Hey.
Well.
You're all proper adventurers. Is that normal?
It depends. Should we map the place before we try to poke the ghost? Oh no, it's moving.
The ghost is moving.
I think we should ask permission. Hi.
It does not acknowledge you in any way. It's just walking back and forth. It doesn't seem to recognize that you're there.
Why don't we map first and see if there are any more of those?
This room used to have, there still is a second floor, kind of, as you can see on the map. Part of it has fallen through. There was not originally a bed on the first floor. Most of the windows have been broken and lay in shatters on the floor. There were tapestries along the wall, and most of those are torn and tattered and scraps of cloth at this point.
Weather has not been kind.
There is a staircase to the south that's pretty much intact, honestly, that goes down.
Interesting. Is there one that goes, is there anything that was stairs that went up once upon a time?
What the ghost was standing on until I just moved it was the ruins of a staircase going up.
Indeed. Well.
Shall we avoid any interactions that GM has planned and go investigate somewhere else?
I think we should map what we can before we start going places that might antagonize a ghost. If it's stuck to a certain location, well, it would be a nuisance to wind up having to flee and slap the ward behind us to ensure we were not pursued by angry ghosts. Besides, we might be able to find its body and lay it to rest, perhaps?
All right, maybe. I'll go look for bodies.
Hey, wait.
Hugh has wandered off. Oh, there's another one.
Body?
No, ghost.
Oh.
We haven't seen any bodies yet. So, no, it wouldn't be another body.
That's nice to hear.
I'm not going towards the ghost. I'm going over this way. There. That's a wall. That's just a wall. Okay.
The ghost is just standing there, floating there.
Wow.
Hugh is walking the inside perimeter of the wall that goes around the town of Matlock.
Here, where you are right now, looks like it probably used to be a guard. The grass is thicker. It looks like it's better maintained soil. And there's a door in the wall here, and you can't, the lighting's a little odd. You can't get to the door, but you can see out of, it's open, so you can see out of it. And what you see is a pathway leading down to a lower level of the hill.
Well, we see that on our way up later.
Yes, that will be on the list. And there's another one with the guard posts.
What you're walking around right now is a sort of squarish building that actually looks like it's stood up fairly well, although its outbuilding has, again, crumbled in on itself.
And it is also inhabited with another ghost.
Yes.
Is this one doing anything different?
No, it's just sort of wandering.
Table talk question for the GM.
Yeah?
When you were adding the ghosts, did you use that feature that just adds an adjective in front of?
Yes.
That's a very neat feature. I'm glad I clocked that. I am looking forward to when I start my next Cypher System game, making use of that feature also.
It's fun.
It is. It also leads people to creating their own ideas for what kinds of characters are there. Because this ghost is relieved, not resentful.
Yeah, the others were vengeful ghost and resentful ghost, and this one is a relieved ghost.
One wonders.
No, you don't understand. My arthritis was horrible. Horrible! I no longer need to go to family gatherings.
Can we see? It's a pit here at the northwest.
I check for pendulums.
Yeah, there's like a stream of water down at the bottom. Something I forgot to put on the map is that there is the ruins of a well off to one side of it.
I don't know. Wells are bad news.
Well. What do we have here?
No, just one of them.
Deep thoughts.
You're saying, Ellie, that there's a well, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Our employer, several towns over, yells from inside the inn, I heard that! You're just on the other side of this fourth wall.
So it's basically, it's just a pit that has the stream. Does it have, like, any indication why you would dig a hole to get at a stream when you had a perfectly good well?
I have a suspicion that it just expanded over time, like a, what's it called?
But there's fences.
Sinkhole? Yeah, sinkhole.
Well, the fences were probably put when it expanded because of sinkhole. Rather than filling it in, it was a, yeah, we're putting this under observation. We're observing it getting larger.
Yeah. This is not an excavated pit.
So it's not like there's a tunnel or anything.
It's definitely not a secret one.
No.
Indeed.
Not that you see. It's just there's an underground stream running under the hill, and this is where the top of the hill caved in.
Much has happened at the end of our driveway on one little patch. Yep.
Go there.
Well, you know where the patch is, yeah.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, I do.
All right. Which ghost do we want to annoy first?
I mean, technically they're already dead. Do we have to clear them out?
They will upset the porters who are going to clear out the treasure. And also, if they plan to develop this place into new condominiums or something, the ghosts might be a problem. They won't pay rent.
Yeah, ghosts don't eat rarely much pay rent.
Or take up much space.
No. Well, they might take up too much space. And we should determine if they are going to be a problem. Who wants to watch me go poke a resentful ghost?
Poke? No. How about I go in first?
Well, I was just going to get a stick.
Hello?
Don't poke a ghost with a stick.
Why not? That will determine whether the ghost is actually hostile.
It's sentient beings.
Oh, boy.
Deity-given right to poke things with sticks. However,
well, a lot of things are more hostile when you poke them with sticks.
Yes, including most sentient beings.
Yeah.
Very well, I will. I suppose your blade is more likely to be able to damage it if it's hostile.
Excuse me? Hello?
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 It said hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were...
Nope.
I thought that was out of character.
Nope, that was in character, sorry. Mm-hmm.
The ghost does not acknowledge that you're there in any way.
Steinan
is just sort of sitting there.
To wave her hand in front of its face.
Are you touching it?
No.
It doesn't know you're there.
Do you want a stick, Steinan?
No, I think that's more rude than just, sorry about this mixed ghost. And Steinan reaches out and tries to sort of tap it on the shoulder.
Okay. The ghost turns and shrieks.
Sorry.
It yells, personal space!
Oh, I don't know. I shriek sometimes if people startle me.
Steinan holds up her hands. Sorry.
Are you injured, Steinen?
Would everybody please roll initiative?
Click the crossed swords.
Okay.
And then after rolling, I'm going to go back to the chat messages up top.
Yes. I am trained in initiative, so.
Okay.
Does that result in an intrusion?
No.
Oh, no. If you roll a one on initiative, does that count as, like, you know, getting a luck point for rolling a failure?
I don't think so.
Alas.
Usually, initiative rolls are neither good nor bad. They're just determining the order of operations.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think going last is kind of bad.
Well, it's okay if you're the healer. You're the healer, right?
I'm the healer.
No. You're the healer, right?
No.
Look, here's a package of legally distinct from Band-Aids. Hold that. It'll give you an asset.
Self-adhesive bandages.
Yes. Congratulations, you are now the healer.
No!
Oops.
Yeah. So we're going to pick up at the end of round zero with Steinen, who gets to react to the ghost turning and screaming.
Steinen is sort of backing away a little, not turning all the way around, but ugh.
Yeah.
Holding up her hands and, sorry, I was trying to get your attention. You're the kind of ghost that just wants to claw everybody's face off, aren't you? Right.
It raises its arms to try and claw your face off.
No. Steinen reaches for her sword.
Okay. I'll let you draw it as a free action.
All right. She is actually going to sort of hold it up defensively and not do anything else her turn.
Okay. Then we're right at the top, and it's Hugh's turn.
All right. Well, this is Hugh's first, well, technically second time as an adventurer. First time doing any kind of, you know, dealing with someone who is legitimately threatening. I am not counting an old man who's been eating rats for several centuries as an actual threatening event. So I say this in defense of Hugh's next choice of actions. Hugh is going to pretend the ghost's head is an apple.
Oh, no.
Because it's the only offensive thing he knows. Changing the color of apples used to be a thing that he could do. Technically, he can still do it, but it's a different type of concentration now. The way he was doing in the past just makes them explode. So he's going to try to explode the ghost's head. Game mechanics-wise, he's using Onslaught, the version of it that inflicts intellect damage as opposed to physical damage.
Is this why the apples exploded? Because they don't have any intellect?
I will let the GM say that they work some other way, but Hugh's theory as to how it's going is Hugh is just putting energy into the apple and that changed the color. Now putting energy into the apple, it couldn't hold it. The apple says, how, why can't I hold all this energy?
Oh no.
Yes. So I'm assuming I'm going to have to roll something to try to explode the ghost's head.
Actually, I think you don't. It just costs points.
No, you do.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, then, Cypher just doesn't like to say what things are rolls.
Gotcha.
The GM can decide.
In that case, on your character sheet, under abilities, to the right of where it says Onslaught, there's a little...
The roll item button?
Yeah.
What's the base difficulty? Or you just want to see me roll and then you'll tell me later?
Base difficulty is 2.
Alrighty.
Ooh.
Well, I just made the game way more interesting. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone else, that's a nat 1.
Oh,
GM intrusion.
What happens instead of exploding the ghost's head?
The ghost's head falls off the tree and floats jauntily toward... No.
The ghost doubles in size.
No.
Some would say the ghost grew three sizes that day.
I have concerns.
We just see a giant ghost walking through a city.
What happens is that from the west, you'd hear two other answering screams.
Oh.
I think I did that wrong. Let me try again. Hold on. Give me a moment. Well, Hugh is getting his moment. What's everyone else doing?
Delka.
I think Delka is going to move over here a bit and kind of just take a look at this ghost, you know?
Okay. It's about what you see on the token. It's a wispy skeleton in ragged clothing, glowing a bit and floating about a foot off the ground.
Yeah, she's just going to watch for a bit. And if anything goes wrong, she'll fight.
Okay.
We don't know if it's hostile yet or if it's just screaming.
The ghost brings its claws down at Steinen. Would you make me let's call it a might defense roll.
Oh, good.
Difficulty 2. I suppose you could use speed defense if you really want to.
I would not love to.
Okay. Look. You catch the claws on your blade and thrust them back.
Okay, now you're trying to hit me, so I get to hit you back.
Okay. Tamila, it's your turn. From the direction you're facing out of the corner of your eye, you do see a second ghost come out of the main building.
Can I assume that I actually had my bow ready to...
Yes, you can have your weapon ready.
I am going to turn and fire on the one that just came out of the other building.
Okay.
I have line of sight, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it. So what would I roll for that?
You are going to roll it on your combat page. You're going to click the roll item button next to your bow, I assume. I'm assuming that you are not shooting an arrow with your throwing knife.
I don't think so. I'm looking for the roll.
Your base difficulty is 2.
So, what would the roll item, what is it supposed to look like?
To the right, you have, under combat, you have attacks, and you have bow, yes. Medium, long range.
Found it. It didn't look like a die, so I was, confused. Okay, so what's the base difficulty? 2, you said?
2, yes.
Okay. I'm practiced. I don't think I need to. Okay, let's see how that works. It's difficulty 3.
9 will do it. How much damage does that do?
It says base damage 4 points.
Okay.
So I assume that's what it does. Yep, damage 4 is what it says.
Okay.
And I am down an arrow. Does this matter?
You have disrupted the ghost, but not. Your arrow goes through the ghost and leaves a visible, swirl in its form, but you haven't taken it down yet.
Let's hope that the swirl actually means that it might dissipate a ghost. Well, they're hostile now.
I forgot to do this. Delka, now that you've seen the resentful ghost try to actually attack Steinen, do you want to do anything?
I'll probably, get closer to the ghost.
Okay.
And just kind of, help. Steinen. So
you can whack it with your wrench if you want.
Oh, cool. Let's do that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where that is though, because I don't.
I'll do it for you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, your practice. Oh, 13 beats a 6.
Nice.
And you do 6 damage with that. So again, your wrench passes through the ghost and leaves a visible, its image is distorted where your wrench passed through it.
Okay.
Smudge tool.
It pretty much. It is. They're not visible on the map yet. And now it's Steinen.
So, seeing as now you're hostile and trying to hit me, and I get to hit you back, I think I'm better at hitting than you are, ghost.
One away from a special effect. How much damage does that do?
9 points.
Ooh.
Steinen's sword erupts in translucent blue fire as she swings for the ghost.
Your sword goes directly through the ghost, and it seems to catch fire for just a moment before it disappears.
At the level of difficulty you had me roll, I think this sword attack would have taken it down at full hit points.
Yeah, that's probably a safe bet.
I'm good at hitting.
Io's good at making characters.
You have eliminated the whichever ghost that was.
Resentful?
Resentful, yes. But Vengeful is still coming around the corner at you. It's still got that swirl where the arrow passed through it.
Can I move a short distance? Oh.
Yes. Yes. 5 meters.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. Now it's Hugh's turn.
All right. Hugh takes a moment to regret some choices and is going to try to focus on levitating the apple, which has also made apples explode since the magic changed anyway. So I'm still using Onslaught, but now attempting to do physical damage instead of intellect damage. The difference here is 4 points versus 2 points if it connects.
Yeah.
And difficulty 2, you said?
Yes.
That is not a 1.
Hey, it's not a GM intrusion.
I'll take four points of success. Yes.
Okay. You managed to dissolve a fairly good portion of it, but it is still up and about and coming for you.
I think I'm getting the hang of this. Just give me another shot. Give me another shot.
Not if I shoot it first.
Okay, Delka, it is your turn.
Okay, Delka's gonna scoot over here and just kind of look at the ghost over there.
Okay. It's interesting how you're able to carve parts out of it, even though you feel like you shouldn't be able to. It's weird that physical objects can dispel ghosts like this.
Right.
All right. Vengeful ghost. Move 7.5 meters and doesn't have anything it can do. So it is Tamilin's turn.
Well, that arrow worked fairly well the first time. Let's do that again. Combat. Clicky. Roll 'em.
14.
Mm-hmm. There's 4 points of my base damage there.
That is enough to cause it to go shrieking into the absence of an afterlife. You've dispelled the ghost. If it's got an afterlife after that, you don't know about it. Do you want to move a short distance, or are you done?
Tamilin, how far was short distance?
Immediate distance is 10 feet. Short distance is 50 feet.
There's 4.5. I am now covering. Oh, there's the other one. I was going to see if I wanted to get to a vantage where I could see if it was coming around the back of that building or not.
It's coming around the front.
So it is. Knocking an arrow. Next.
Okay. Next up is Steinen.
1, 2, 3. And hope I never recovered my intellect points after last time.
Oops.
Since I can't close with it and still hit, Steinen lifts up her sword and calls out an incantation, and translucent blue armor forms around her armor.
Okay.
And I've paid an intellect point. This effect lasts for 1 minute. Whenever a creature within immediate range makes an attack against you, the armor energizes to block the attack. You can make an intellect defense roll in place of the defense roll you would normally make. If you do so and get a minor effect, the creature attacking you takes 1 point of damage. If you get a major effect, the creature attacking you takes 4 points of damage. Action to initiate.
Okie dokie.
And that's my turn. Hugh?
All right. Going to move a short distance, 3 meters. Ah, I can see you. That is an enraged ghost. That ghost does not appear to be thankful at all, or relieved, or any positive emotion. So I'm going to try to hit it.
Okay.
It's a bold strategy. Let's see if it pays off. Going with Onslaught again, going for physical damage again, because for some strange reason that's working. And that's a 4 on the die, which means nope. I am not hitting it. I will, however, put that luck point in that I just earned. Actually, technically, I should have earned one yes. from the crit fail also. So I'm at three yes. luck points.
Next time, you'll be able to reroll.
Yeah.
Okay. Delka, you're up.
Okay. Delka is going to move over here and That's... see if the ghost comes towards her.
Okay.
And she'll wait.
All right. Tamilin, you're up.
I'm one trick. Sorry. So, bow and roll 'em. That's, I forgot to add the thing in difficulty 2. That only beats difficulty 3. Wait, difficulty 1. That, so,
unless that would be a you fail. Have a luck point, if you spend one luck point, that'll be difficulty 2.
Yes.
But that still only beats difficulty 1. Oh,
if right I spend now a luck it only point, beats 1. But if you spend 2. A luck point, that brings it up to a 6 on the die, which means difficulty 2.
That might be worth it. Okay, I will spend a luck point. I still have All a right. couple left.
That goes up to difficulty 2. You, like the first ghost, you put a little swirly hole in it.
I think I need some ghost fighting arrows. Next.
Next is the enraged ghost who, in fact, looked like it was about to come toward Delka, and then Tamilin pulled its attention. So, but now that it has moved, you can take an action in response to that. Delka, I mean.
Oh, okay. I think she's going to just move up to it a little bit closer.
Wait, I thought she moved more as her action because
oh,
she
wait,
went
I did.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right, you're right, I did. I screwed
you're
up.
Right.
Okay, so that's, oh. yeah, that's fine. I'll go with it.
Okay, then it will try and make its way toward Tamilin. And Steinan, you're up.
Well, that looks like an immediate distance. So Steinan will move an immediate distance. And take her sword and swing her sword at the ghost once again.
Okay. 12 will hit.
And we will inflict 9 points of damage because I've once again charged my sword with a might point.
Okay. The ghost raises its hands and shrieks and disappears into the nothing.
Oh, good.
Hey. Are your weapons your sword's magical. We got that. But are the arrows magical?
No.
So how'd they hurt ghosts?
The ghosts thought that the arrows could hurt them, perhaps?
I'm going
maybe? To try and gather up my arrows and see if any of them are still usable, or if they hit hard things on the way through or whatever, or if the ghost dissolved
They're
them.
They're mostly in dirt. You can pick them up, and they seem to be mostly usable.
Okay, I will add them back to my inventory.
Okay. I'm not going to do particularly careful ammo tracking unless you really, really want me to.
Well, it's something for me to do. Okay. We'll see. Shall
All right.
we go down?
As far as you know, there are no more ghosts.
Not up here, anyway.
We've been playing for about an hour, so what do you say we take a short break?
Good
sounds
idea.
Good.
Yep, sounds good.
And we're back, I think.
Hope so.
I've been here the whole time.
You have defeated my fiendish ghost puzzle that you wouldn't have had to interact with at all if you hadn't decided to interact with it.
We were told to clear suspected. Things out.
Yes, you were told to clear things out. And while the ghosts presented no threat to anybody who didn't touch them, it was probably a good idea to get rid of them. They were the ghosts of the guards who had manned the guard towers at the time of the fall of the castle.
And apparently we do mean fall. Splat.
Yeah, everything is... It's possible, given the state of decay, it's possible that this dates back to the last time magic changed. And that there was some magic holding up parts of the castle.
Oops. Actually, that would make sense if people had mixed enchantments into the stone or whatever to make sure that stuff held up, or especially on higher levels. Yeah.
Hugh is making a list of things that he will not do. And one of them is, if he ever becomes a great and powerful sorcerer, he will not make a fortress that floats.
Wise.
At least not on air.
Frankly, I'd be careful about making one that floated on the water, because water's a pretty hostile Wait. Environment.
We have those. They're called boats.
Yes, and they cost a lot to maintain.
So if your fortress is constantly floating, then you're having to make sure that it doesn't spring leaks all the time. And it would be very easy to do that with magic. So you need to make sure that the magic that you use is one that, if it fails, the consequences are far enough out that you can move on to dry land.
Well, we'd have plenty of resources. I just need to make the fortress out of ice with a little bit of sawdust mixed in.
What?
It's a real thing. It's called pycrete.
Oh.
Someone actually, people have tried to make boats out of it. It does not end well.
Oh.
It ends well for the intended purpose, which was boats in the Arctic. It worked extremely well. But the problem was you couldn't sail them out of the Arctic without them starting to melt.
Yeah.
So yes, Steinen and Telka, it looks like, are still outside. Tamilin and Q have come into the main building to investigate what they can find.
Are there any interesting bits left on the tapestries or?
Nothing that you can determine. These used to be stained glass windows as well, but they're so shattered.
They're still stained.
But yes, but there's not really any information you can get out of them.
Mm. Check the cabinet, it looks like this is.
No, it's the fallen tapestry.
Ah, fallen tapestry.
Okay. Yeah, it's in tatters.
Prod. Tamilin is, in fact, actually going to consider if she can climb up the ruined staircase and see what, at least enough to see if there's anything up top that looks at all interesting.
While you're considering it, Hugh walks up the stairs.
Oh, that's downstairs.
Yes, that is a downstairs.
Oh. Hugh walks down the stairs.
Diane follows.
It should be giving you a thing to trigger the region. Is it not?
It is not.
No.
Oh.
No trigger.
Why are you not doing the thing, Trigger?
It should be doing it. Down on command.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that put us
We've all coolly manned our way through the walls.
We did.
Yes.
So that Ellie can possibly make a change to the map.
Sure.
Without us stepping on top of it, therefore making it hard for her to do that.
That's what the region is supposed to do.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Just drop us outside on the outside?
Yes.
There's
an overhang here that the stairs take you to the bottom of the overhang.
Oh, because we're on a hill.
Yes. The top of the hill isn't entirely level.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, so the stairs, was this entry visible when we walked around this area before?
Yes.
Ah.
I would have told you about it, but you were moving so fast that I didn't get the opportunity.
This is why you have to, we can peer in the window there. In that case,
I'm trying to follow Hugh before he runs off and gets into trouble.
Milan is going to quickly go and do that climb thing. And does she have a climbing ability? Yes, she does.
You can get to the top of the stairs or where the stairs were, but then you're not going to be able to get across to the remains of the top floor.
She doesn't really want to get across to it. She just wants to see if there's anything up there that's cool.
Not really.
Okay.
It is ruins, mostly open to the sky.
It's basically just the remnants of the door and some floor.
Detritus, yes.
Detritus. So. It's one of those words that I'll ever read.
This bit here, so there seemed like an entrance somewhere.
There's probably just a pit.
There used to be a bridge up to the entry of the gatehouse. The bridge is collapsed. The gatehouse is mostly collapsed. It's essentially a pile of rubble.
I seem to have accidentally walked into the pit. Oops.
And now you're muddy.
That was not intentional. I walked behind my character sheet. And just kept moving.
Whoops.
Okay. There I appear foolishly to be thought more the map stairs here.
Do those stairs also lead down?
Yes, they do. Cube was playing on them. The region, again, isn't working, and I don't know why.
Hmm. Oh, what's in here?
I have completely lost track of you people.
Look, in my defense,
Hugh's
character sheet lists that he has an inability to patience, willpower, or discipline. And I intend to play this character in a way where Ellie never has to make me make a roll to demonstrate this inability.
The stairs here, or do those just lead to the other side of the wall?
No, those lead down.
Down, oh. Down.
I believe I found some stairs.
Down, down.
Grabbing Hugh before Hugh walks into the darkness.
Wait, I thought those were the stairs that we just looked at.
No, these are stairs in a different room.
Yeah, and Ellie said that there was supposed to be something that triggered when we got on these stairs. That was first stairs. These are second stairs.
Right. Yeah, we were in here. We were just
And you can attempt to grab me, but you're going to have to beat a four.
Okay. You and I were just in here. You may not have been, but we were.
I was at the other one.
Correct.
Yes.
This is one of the side buildings.
I'm sorry. Again, you all are moving around so fast that I can't tell you what you're seeing.
I'm sorry.
I will stay
Pause the thing and don't let us move.
I am going to start doing that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get into that building, but I couldn't figure it out. Thanks.
Make us move in order.
In this building that you're in, the door has fallen in completely. There is dirt from the outside that has swept in on one side of the room. You saw that in the larger building as well. There is shattered pottery to one side, broken chairs to another, and the ruins of the stairs up the tower, in the tower. The stairs going down are intact and lead down into darkness. They do not go to the other side of the building. Eo, I think the reason you were confused is because when you were looking at those stairs, I was describing the stairs that you had just come down in the larger building.
Yeah.
So, first, if you go down these stairs, you're going to have to light a torch.
I have a suggestion.
Or a glowing flaming sword.
The flaming sword goes first?
That is usually my suggestion. Steinen sort of gives you a look.
Considering that I just grabbed Hugh with a tail yoink.
Yes, by a lot higher than what I rolled. You rolled a 17, I rolled a 4. Hugh's just casually walking down the stairs, and then suddenly Hugh is wrapped in the tail at the top of the stairs. Yoink. And isn't quite sure how he got there. On one hand, he's exactly sure how he got there. On the other, he has no idea.
There was a tail around your waist, probably.
Let's wait for everyone else before you fall in a pit and die.
I'm not going to fall in a pit. I'll look where I'm going.
Carefully starts making her way down the stairs.
Okay. Is everybody following?
Trying to.
I don't get to.
Yes. You can follow along with.
Okay.
We are only allowed to move on our initiative turn order.
No, but please don't just dart around the map.
No matter how
Hugh
much
I won't dart around the map if Hugh doesn't dart around the map.
I'm going to tie a rope around your waist and keep you from getting in the way of our fighter with the glowing sword.
That might make me trip on the rope, and then I might fall into a pit.
No, I figure that you aren't going to actually trip on the rope. It will never actually be slack enough to lie upon the floor.
Hugh raises an eyebrow at that.
Tamilin just looks at him.
Anyone who's ever had one of those retractable harness leash things knows full well that you might think that you'll always keep it taut. You will not always keep it taut.
No.
Hugh needs a harness. Oh, no.
I had leading strings on Eo when Eo was small. It was never
I
slack.
Am aware. This came up when you were playing Burp the Goblin.
Yep. It was never slack.
Also, for the record, Hugh is going to use his dark sight cipher because there's no point in just keeping the ciphers forever. Dark sight ciphers grant the ability to see in the dark for 5 hours per cipher level. It's a level 1 cipher, but still, if we're spending more than 5 hours in here, I'll light a torch.
If we're spending more than 5 hours in here, something's probably gone very wrong.
Indeed. I have changed my icon so that I now have dark vision. Remind me to change it further when it wears off.
Okay. You may move about the cabin.
Why did all these small bags fall out of the ceiling?
Hang on. I need to change my icon so that I actually
adjust. Why am I rotation locked again?
Because it's a new map.
I changed my prototype to... Yeah, when I put the prototype token, it doesn't do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. It's a bug in Foundry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You are walking down into a room, down a hallway and into a room with made of substantially darker stone than where you came from.
I think and we want a torch as well.
There is gold inlay on the floor.
Ooh.
And there are unlit torches along the walls, or torch sconces, rather.
So there's no torches in the sconces?
Yes.
Okay. Hugh will hand one of the torches in his bag over to...
Actually, I have a lantern with oil.
Well, then Hugh will not hand you a torch.
I want the lantern, yes. It must be part of the explorer's stuff. How do I turn on the lantern?
I will in just a second.
Thank you. I will not move so that you don't have there to you chase are. My icon around.
With how maps work, because this wall is at a diagonal, you can still be in that space, but half of you is covered up by the black of the wall that you cannot see through. So you were effectively camouflaged, and I did not see that you were there. Ooh, and the torch is glowing.
The lantern is glowing.
Yes. It is a hooded lantern, so it illuminates in front of you.
Hooded, like our quest giver. I know it's not the same thing.
Have we found any bodies yet? Ah, we're paused. We get to have description.
But we're paused. You kept rotating and changing the angle that I was setting.
Oh, I'm sorry. okay.
For the record, it wasn't me this time.
I didn't realize that you weren't done. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So yes, now you have several lights. You can see in the dark. Delka, do you want a lantern?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I've just, while I'm setting this up, I want to make sure that I don't miss any description that I should be giving you.
Reasonable. While we dart around like manic hummingbirds.
Yes. Okay. You should all have the lights that you want.
Okay.
Is it plausible that I could attach my light to a belt or something so I have my hands free for my bow?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, it's hanging from the end of your tail. Which you arc up over your head and down so that it's just out of your field
of
view so it doesn't
ruin
your...
Do I look like a scorpion?
No, you look like a snake person.
Precisely. I use my tail to go places, not to hold lanterns.
You use it to hold adventurers.
Temporarily.
But they don't go places.
Exactly.
I thought adventurers were supposed to go places.
Not before the person with the big flaming sword.
Ellie said, I can do that too, as Ellie paused the map. Ellie can also hold adventurers.
Yes.
Temporarily.
That's funny.
Steiner.
Yes,
sorry.
You are entering a room made of darker stone with gold inlays in the floors. You're not sure if that's actual gold, but it seems reasonable.
That's going to be difficult to port away. I suppose they'll have to keep it for the apartments.
Oh, I just noticed a thing. You know how I used Onslaught 3 times?
Mm-hmm.
I have an intellect edge of 1, but still spent the points.
Oop.
And I noticed that because I also have scan, which with my edge still costs a point to use. And something that Hugh's going to do is scan the floor to see if it is real gold.
Oh, that's a fair cop. It is real gold.
Hey, we're supposed to bring back a sample of what's in here, right?
I'm not digging up the floor before we've mapped places. We can dig it up later.
Okay. I'm not arguing against your interpretation. I think that trying to dig up the floor would take a bit longer than I want to take with that specific action. Our treasure sample should probably be more portable.
We might find some that's just lying around in a chunk. We can grab that easily. Or we can scrape up some gold later.
So long as we're all on the same page here.
Or we can perhaps say that we didn't bring him back a flagstone with gold embedded in it because it was a little bit heavy.
Well, you can change your minds on the way out if you want to.
Exactly. It's the floor.
Hugh is in favor of not changing his mind.
Not going anywhere.
One would hope. The last place we investigated the floor did go somewhere. That's how we got in.
Steinen is cautiously leading the way.
Okay. Steinen has reached the edge of a dais. It's raised by about 4 inches off the rest of the ground. And it has the ruins of some chairs and some what look like small tables and pillars.
Interesting, interesting.
Are the chairs like fancy chairs or?
They're fairly fancy, but they're more comfortable than anything else. There is a, how do I want to describe this? Like a pedestal light behind the chairs that can be lit. It's going to require some oil, but you could light it if you wanted to.
I'm assuming that Hugh has found a pillar.
Actually, those are smaller pedestal lights.
Ah.
Actually, I think I might use a little bit of my lantern oil and light that thing just to give some light to the situation.
Okay. Is that what you'd like to do?
Yes, please. Don't get lost, anyone. I'm going to light something. There. That's better.
Appreciate it.
The pedestal lamp glows brightly and illuminates a door to the north, a crumbled door to the east, and what looks like an iron gate to the south. And you see your first bodies behind it.
Oh, look, there's the skeletons. Let's see how long they've been dead.
Well, we can't exactly ask them, can we?
Well, we could. If they answer, that's kind of a problem.
True, true.
They have been dead a long time. Something has tried to knock the gate down, and it is leaning back in its supports, but it has not managed to, whatever it is, has not managed to knock them loose.
Leaning away from the party or leaning towards the party?
Away from the party.
Okay, so it looks like something that was in this room tried to go through the gate from this room.
Yes.
Okay. In Hugh's defense, technically, you all wandered off.
Hugh, you're standing next to a pretty fancy door.
Oh, no.
This looks like a ceremonial door of some kind.
Well, Hugh's going to open it or attempt to.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I found more bodies. These are standing, though.
Hugh!
What? You wandered off, not me.
Yeah, I am the one with the armor and the big sword, so usually you should be behind me.
I was. Very far behind you. But behind you.
I'm going to get myself.
As you approach the door, you can see skeletons rising off the floor and starting to advance on you.
Oh, no.
I'm going in.
Okay. Just one second.
Yep.
Standing by to roll for initiative.
There's got to be a way to mark multiple characters at once.
There is. If you have their token selected on the map, when you right-click on any one of them and click the thing to add them to the combat, it adds all of them.
Oh, sure enough. Oh,
okay, cool.
And I have rolled, but
you are
trained in initiative. Once gonna have to
you are once again trained in initiative, yes.
Yes.
Go to the crossed swords to roll for combat initiative.
Yep, I am attempting to do so. There we go.
Okay, is it my turn? It popped up.
To roll for initiative, yeah.
Okay.
I rolled it for you, don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Oh.
The healer's going last, and by healer I mean the person who can fix mechanical things.
That's sort of like a healer. Tamilin does not like skeletons. They're very difficult to hit anywhere useful. So she is going to try for Skull Shot.
Okay.
This is probably going to raise the
Your base difficulty is 3.
And I don't really have anything to... Okay, I'm just going to have to deal with a base difficulty of 3 for a skull shot.
Okay.
And miss.
Your arrow whizzes past and strikes the wall behind it.
Next.
Okay, Steinen is up next. They have not advanced very far, so you can go there and hold your action if you want.
I am going to spend an intellect point again to use Armor of Aegis.
Okay. In that case, Hugh, you're up.
All right. So, let's see. A short range is 15 meters. I have opened up too many things in this window. How close are these? Ah, right where I am, they are within 15 meters. So, Hugh's not going to go into the room. Hugh is going to stay out here and attempt to use Onslaught to do a thing. Hugh's going to target this skeleton right here that I'm pinging on the map.
Okay.
And you said difficulty 3?
No, difficulty 2. It was difficulty 3 for Tamilin because she was trying a trick shot.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. Well, that's an 11 on the die. That would be difficulty 3 anyway. So that's, unless something else is mitigating it, that would be, which is possible, that would be 4 points of physical damage.
Yes. You lash out magically at the skeleton and it starts crumbling. It is not dead, but it's, you got it a good play. It's bloodied.
And for the record, Hugh does not hate skeletons. Hugh is very thankful for skeletons. Especially the one that's in him right now. But that's my turn.
Okay. Steinen, I'm going to ask you to make 2 defense rolls. You can choose which they are. 4 and a 3 will not make it. But you do get 2 luck points out of that.
Yay. Okay. How much damage?
They are pretty small, so you take 4 might damage.
I have 4 armor.
Okay, then you take no might damage. Delka, it's your turn.
Okay. Delka's going to go in here and see if she can help with the skeletons.
Okay. You can't quite get far enough to swing at them, and also if you move far enough to be within range of them, then you won't be able to hit them. So you can, if you want, move up next to Steinen.
Okay.
And then that'll be the end of your turn.
Sounds good.
Okay. Tamilin, you're back up.
Oh, trick shot on the right hand one.
Okay.
Oh, that's difficulty 3. Actually, note that this time. Nope. Oh, do I get luck points for this failure?
Yes.
Okay. I will deduct an arrow.
Okay. Do you have a movement?
No, I'm fine here. I don't think I need to get into anyone's way.
Okay.
Actually, I will move one place. I'll go there.
All right. Then, Steinen, it's your turn.
Right. I'm thinking I maybe don't need to charge it this time.
Well,
that will beat difficulty 3 because...
Oh.
No, that will beat difficulty 3.
Because you charged it.
No, because when I don't know the difficulty, it doesn't automatically apply assets towards beating the difficulty.
Okay.
Yes.
You are more familiar with how you built your character than I am.
The one right in front of me.
Okay.
It is not about how I have built my character. It is about the fact that Foundry doesn't roll in anything that modifies the difficulty unless the difficulty is specified and I don't know what it was.
Ah.
Sorry, that was a difficulty 2.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's rolling at difficulty 2 except Beth, who is rolling at difficulty 3 because she's doing trick shots at the skulls.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. The skeleton falls to pieces. There is only one skeleton remaining.
Steinen sort of waggles her sword at it in some kind of a taunt or just because she's being a horrible goose, honestly.
Hugh, you're up.
All right. Hugh moves 3 meters into the room, and I'm going to make a roll. I am going to spend my 3 luck points to make that roll again.
Okay. 17 is better.
Better.
17 is better. I believe that's one additional point of damage.
Yes.
So that'll be 5 damage.
Yes.
Okay.
The skeleton is still standing, but quite a bit the worse for wear.
We watch its head spin around in a full 360, but it's a full 360, so it looks like it's just fine. Except for the ribs that are back over there. It's fine. Ribs grow back.
Skeleton is going to move over here.
It's a line from a TF2 movie or ad, whatever. It's immediately followed by the same person whispering to a pigeon, "They don't grow back."
Indeed.
And Stein, please make another defense roll. Again, this is difficulty 2, and your choice whether it's might or speed or intellect.
We'll try intellect because then I might do damage if it, but I did not do damage with it.
That's fair, but still, it is repelled by your blue glow.
Yay!
Delta, you're up, and you have a skeleton suddenly within reach.
Okay, so she's going to move a little bit closer, and then she's going to clock him on the head with her, what is it? I think it's a... She's
got a wrench.
Yes, a wrench. So she's just going to go bunk.
Ah, and again, you guys can't see that. That is a 19.
Success with a minor effect or plus 3 points of damage.
Wow.
I see it.
I think this thing is getting dusted.
Yeah.
Yes. The skeleton crumbles to dust.
All right. We don't have to worry about this one anymore.
Nice. Great job, Hugh.
Yeah. Try not to wander much off better. Again.
Delka, you get the sense that something isn't right. In fact, it's left.
Okay.
Can I go
from out of the hallway, down the hallway to your left, coming through the ruins of a door, is a creature that has far too many heads and wings. It looks like a lion. Initiative? Yes. It is round 3.
Ah, okay. I'm asking because some of us are moving on the map and I've undone my movements with control Z because it's not my turn.
Oh, okay.
I watched Malin rubber band back.
Yeah. Bip, bip, bip. It's really hard to tell, but this, like, you can't make out in the darkness a whole lot of details, but it has too many heads and wings, and it looks like the front part is a lion.
Ooh, Chimera.
Dang.
Tamilin, it's your turn.
Tamilin is not aware that there's something unless someone's shouting it out.
No. Delka and Steinen can hear the growling from down the hallway.
Can I hear anything?
No.
Okay, what's my normal move for basically a turn?
You can move.
I think we're doing 7.5 if you take an action and 15 if you don't.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. She's going to she's slithering in to go look for her arrows.
Okay.
And may notice something about now.
Yeah, you probably start hearing the growling from down the hall. It's quiet enough that it might just be the wind passing by a window. But Delka and Steinen have heard it clearly enough by this point to understand that there is a threat back there. Steinen, I think you're up.
Well, there's a threat back there.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
For the record, you're still wandering off.
As you get closer, you can see the creature more clearly.
It is safe.
It is a kind of small chimera. It has a lion's head in front, a goat's head along its back, and a snake's head on a long snaky body at its rear, where a tail should be. And it does have 2 wings. It has lion's paws in front and goat's hooves in the back.
Here, kitty kitty.
Worst kitty.
It makes that kind of... There's a combination hiss... lions yowl and goats baaing.
If I can, I'm going to
prepare. Really unsettling.
If I can, I'm going to prepare to take a swing at it when it comes by.
Okay. You can. You move 7.5 meters.
Chimera turn.
Yes. I apparently hit the arrow too many times. It is going to move forward and try to make an attack on you. So go ahead and roll defense.
All right. I am pulling it out. What is the difficulty, if I'm allowed to know?
3.
Okay. Yeah, so I still can't roll 4 beans.
You get a luck point.
I do get a luck point.
And that'll check. It does not do any damage to you because you have armor.
Whoops. It's not like minimum of 1 or anything.
No, your armor just negates it.
Oops.
Tier 1 adventurers don't usually have 4 points of armor unless they're built a certain way.
Yes.
You have made a tank.
Well, I'm glad someone is.
You made a Tex. The Chimera looks very unhappy that it couldn't take the meat out of the can. But that's its turn.
Well, no. Delka has the can opener.
Does that mean, yep, I get to take a swing at it?
Oh, yes, it does. I'm sorry.
Difficulty 3?
Yes. That'll do it. You do 9 points of damage. Shockingly, you have killed it.
Woo.
It crumples under Steinan's sword.
Eo made a Tex.
Yep.
This fight would have gone way differently if we'd been fighting a door.
Now we are out of combat.
See, Hugh, this is why you let the person with the flaming sword go first.
Hugh nods at that while walking over to inspect the gargoyle in the corner.
Damelin is picking up her arrows.
Okay. The gargoyle looks like it's almost entirely, it's there for decoration. You did walk past a couple racks of shields and weapons on your way in. But they are so old and brittle. Like, one of them is lying broken on the floor. And several more are lying on the floor and are probably broken.
You probably stepped on a few of them because he hyper-focused on, ooh, gargoyle. Actually, they're not, yes, technically gargoyles because they're not on top of a cathedral.
It's a grotesque.
Working. Yeah. Thank you.
Behind the Chimera is the ruins of a door that looks like it was bashed in toward you. And beyond that is another rectangular room.
Interesting.
Do we think the Chimera is the one that bashed it in?
I mean, is it big enough for that?
The room that you're in has a couple of broken windows that look out of the side of the hill. That's probably how the Chimera got in. There's a pile of bones in the corner and a pile of hay that it's been nesting in off to one side of the room.
Crumbling was a bit concerning, though.
Not, it didn't crumble like disintegrate. It crumpled like...
Ah, crumple, not crumple.
Yes, crumple. It took lethal damage and fell over.
Okay. You know, heard a bee, not a pee.
Some places that fall to ruin get like mice and rats and sometimes squirrels in them. This place got a Chimera? Is that normal?
Apparently. Wobble hand. Is there anything in the bones? Like, are they human bones? Are they...
Mostly, you don't see anything recognizably human. This looks like deer and cows.
Hmm.
There were also bones in where the skeletons came up that looked like they were animal bones.
Interesting that they didn't fight the Chimera, apparently.
Maybe the Chimera didn't come all the way into this room?
Seems unlikely it wouldn't have gone prowling around. It's presumably what bashed in the door to get through.
Could have been something else that bashed in the door.
Oh, thank you for that wonderful thought.
Could it be that whatever else was in there was already dead when it came through?
Well, the skeletons didn't fight the Chimera. Perhaps they aren't meant to fight.
Oh, the skeletons, yeah.
Perhaps they weren't meant to fight animals.
You were.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Well, there were animal bones with the animated skeletons, though. Or no?
Yes.
That's
okay.
See, they didn't fight the Chimera. But then the Chimera's an animal.
The Chimera might have...
That made a difference.
It might have been more intelligent than the things that were in the room with the animated skeletons and known to keep its distance from the other threats. Or it might have just said... The skeletons don't have meat on them, so it's not going to try to eat them.
Yeah, Might not have been interested in bones.
Yes, but it went and started advancing on us. Skeletons did.
Well, we have meat on our bones.
Right.
As you come back into the larger room, you hear a much deeper roar from the west.
See? Told you.
And that's where we're going to end it tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I've been joined by Beth, Crash, Io, and Jen. Who'd like to plug something?
Io's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. There's lists of where you can find them. And speaking of books.
Speaking of books, I have a website, bookofjen.net, I think it is. I don't think it's .com. But anyway, What?
You're a .net, yes.
Yeah, .net. Okay, cool. I haven't had time to put a lot on there yet, but I will eventually. And I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I'm trying to gather things up for so I can do it again.
Speaking of websites.
Well, we put all these podcasts over on aaronbsmith.com. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/casualgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Drummond, and Patron Emeritus Simon.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, I do wonder what they meant about agents. That seems weird. I should look into that. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And now you all have an asset towards adventuring, which I don't recommend. Not worth doing. Good night.
Good night.